From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. continues in the Grand Court. He denies killing toddler Alisady Powell in Cayman Brac 4 years ago. The toddler was first reported missing on the morning of the 26th of July, 2022, when her mother was unable to locate her upon waking up in the morning. The toddler's body was later found along the coastline in Cayman Brac, some 0.7 miles away from her home. Prosecutors allege that Wright Jr. killed her and disposed of her body to make it appear as if the toddler drowned in the water. The Crown says the reason why the child was killed may never be known, and that they're not required by law to prove a motive. Rather, they must convince a jury of 12 that Wright Jr. is the culprit. Alisady's mother, Ivani, took the stand on Friday, describing her relationship with the accused and the event of the day leading to the disappearance of her daughter. Today, the jury heard testimony from another person who was residing in the home the day Alisady went missing. The court heard from the cousin of the defendant, who said she was out with Wright at a local bar and they had arrived back to the apartment around midnight when the defendant locked the door from the inside before retiring to the master bedroom. She told the court she had seen the child last before they went out, but not since returning home. Under cross-examination, the woman said that she heard the defendant closing the door but didn't see it with her eyes. This is expected to be a big feature in the Crown's case, as the Crown says that once the door is locked from the inside, no one can access the apartment from the outside. The Crown has also said that their evidence excludes the possibility that any other occupant in the home, other than Wright Jr., is responsible for the toddler's untimely death. The jury of 12 continue to hear the case in the main court building. In other court news, the Grand Court heard further evidence on Friday in the rape trial of bartender Palma Rugan Pal Rouge, who denies the charge of raping a woman in a car park on West Bay Road. The complainant's best friend gave evidence remotely, describing the night of the 9th of December as a birthday celebration involving drinks at Yoshi Sushi and later at the Foundry, where they met the defendant. She said the defendant offered tequila shots and arranged to meet them at the 7 Mile Lounge. At some point, she said she saw the defendant and the complainant kissing. Later that night, while scoping out another bar to visit, she said she lost sight of the complainant and eventually found her outside, where she said she had been raped. The witness described her as distressed and said she retrieved the defendant's keys from the ground. The court heard that the police were called and arrived within minutes. Under cross-examination, defense counsel questioned her about phone records, entry payments, and interactions earlier in the evening. Today, the Crown closed its case following the presentation of agreed facts and the playing of the defendant's initial police interview. Mr. Pal Rouge took the stand earlier this afternoon as the case continues before Acting Justice the Honorable Dale Palmer and a jury of 7. Customs and Border Control is working on a plan to, quote, go paperless.
So removing the custom form and the immigration form as we know it to our online platform. One of the things that we're looking into is the visiting visa aspect for the Cayman Islands is to also include that assisted traveler component into that application process. Because a lot of times we get persons that apply for visa, but we don't know the background behind who the sponsors are and so forth.
In short, CBC's Ezron Anderson says the department is looking to, quote, make its process more seamless. And as CBC works to improve your experience, they're asking you to remain honest on your duty forms when you travel. There is an expanded waiver for the summer allowing residents to bring up to $1,000 in personal goods into the country through the 31st of August. And if you try to sneak something through without declaring it,
You will be detained. You risk having to pay three times that amount or going through the courts. So you have to ask yourself, is it really worth it?
The standard personal duty allowance is rising permanently from $500 to $800 at the end of August. The Ministry of Culture and Heritage launches a new national campaign, Legends Behind Our Landmarks, inviting you to explore the stories behind some of Cayman's most recognizable places.
And through this Legend Behind Our Landmarks, we are encouraging Caymanians, particularly our younger generations, connect more deeply with the places and the people that shaped our islands and our national identity.
Minister responsible, the Honourable Isaac Rankin, tells Radio Cayman a dedicated website, legendsbehindourlandmarks.ky, serves as the hub of the campaign. It features an interactive map that allows users to explore landmarks across all three islands through accessible stories and historical information. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Students across the Cayman Islands are heading into the new academic year with an extra boost of confidence after completing this year's Department of Education Services Summer School Program. Officials say the expanded initiative combined academics with hands-on learning to better prepare children for the classroom. Radio Cayman's intern Tyler Stewart has more.
Nearly 3 weeks of lessons, field trips, and recreational activities have come to an end as the Department of Education Services wraps up its 2026 summer school program. This year's initiative reached government primary school students from years 1 through 6, offering instruction in both English and math at 10 school locations across the island. Outside the classroom, students explored STEM projects, Caymanian culture, and educational excursions designed to reinforce what was being taught and learned each day. The department says the program made a measurable difference, with 87% of students reporting greater confidence in literacy and numeracy by the end of the session. Parents also praise the initiative, with most describing the program as having very positive and effective impacts on their child's learning. DES Director Mark Ray says the department remains committed to building on the program's success, as planning has already begun for next year's summer session. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
Thank you, Tyler. For more information, head over to education.edu.ky. Seven students earned the 2026 Minds Inspired STEM Awards for Excellence. This year's winners are Cayman International School, Leah Swaminathan, Cayman Prep and High School's Sean Higgins and Jake Fagan, Lance Chong, and Mikhail Fidianef were St. Ignatius Catholic School's honorees. Amaya Tahil picked up the award for Triple C School and Ashley Ebanks Powell for the University College of the Cayman Islands. The STEM Awards winners from Clifton Hunter High School, John Gray High School, and Lehman East Scott High School will be announced in October to align with their graduation ceremonies. KMAS 2027 will kick off the May Culture Month celebrations. Organizers say the unified event will follow the Emancipation Day holiday weekend, placing Cayman Carnival on Saturday, the 1st of May, with a kiddie carnival set for the 8th of May. The nonprofit says it set up a new 5-member band leadership subcommittee that will work, quote, hand-in-hand with the KMAS board, and a dedicated KMAS junior presentation is set to debut in 2027. For more information, head over to kmas.ky. Finally, this evening, the 2026 Pirate Weeks Festival now has an official theme, and organizers say this year's celebration will be even bigger than last. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Building on what officials are calling a tremendously successful 2025 festival, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Heritage and Culture has reconfirmed the dates for Pirates Week 2026, unveiling the theme that will carry the celebration across all three islands.
I'm also delighted to officially announce the 2026 Pirates Week Festival theme, Spirits, Gold and Glory.
Minister Rankin says the theme is meant to capture the character of the islands and the festival itself.
This theme reflects the strength, mystery, resilience, and the adventurous spirit of the Cayman Islands National Festival.
The festival kicks off in the BRAC on the 30th and 31st of October, moves to Grand Cayman from the 6th to the 14th of November, and then wraps up in Little Cayman on the 20th and 21st of November.
Festival favorites and exciting opportunities for the public participation will return, including the Pirates Week Song Competition, the Pirates Week T-shirt competition, the highly anticipated Night Parade. These are just some of the exciting elements that will help make Pirates Week 2026 another unforgettable celebration.
The minister is also calling on the business community to get involved.
In the coming weeks, we'll be launching our sponsorship package and meeting with the businesses and partners interested in supporting the continued success and growth of Pirates Week.
April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Find out more at piratesweek.com. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.